Hello, Gail speaking. This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or...
Thanks for being connected with eBay customer support. How are we doing today?
Good, thank you. I have not bought anything from eBay.
So you did not make that purchase for iTunes?
No, I haven't. I have not used my eBay account for about 10, 12 years.
Okay, your number is 0427779963.
That's correct.
Yeah, so through this number it is showing the purchase has been made for the iTunes.
Well, I haven't. No, I have not. I have not. I'm 73 years of age. I wouldn't know what to do with eBay now.
I understand that, madam. But the thing is that I'm telling to you, if you did not make this purchase, then maybe this is a fraud purchase or fraud orders which has been placed through your site, through your previous eBay account.
Hmm. Or somebody's using it because it's not me.
Okay, so did you cancel that eBay account previously?
Well, no, I haven't cancelled, but I'd love to cancel it. I don't know how to cancel it, so that's why I haven't cancelled it.
If you're not using any kind of your eBay account, madam, at that point of time, you need to cancel it. Because, you know, like whenever you go online and surfing your internet or visit any kind of websites, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted ads or links comes up on your screen, right? So maybe by mistakenly from your side, you have clicked on that unwanted ads or links. So that's why your information get compromised by those unknown people, and they are misusing your eBay account from their side by placing this kind of fraud orders.
Well, I haven't used it. It would be more than 17 years I've been here at this house, and I've never used it.
I understand that. But the thing is that those fraudsters are using your eBay account right at the moment, and they are paying this kind of fraud orders. So that's why it is showing in our server, in our eBay server, the order has been placed from your side. So as because, madam, this is a fraud order, so what we need to do, we need to simply cancel that fraud order, and we need to simply cancel that charge which has been made from your side for $299, okay? So after
I don't even think there'd be that much in that account. I didn't have any money in there.
That is not the problem, madam. Maybe they can just overdraft you, like overdraft your account, right? So that's why we need to cancel it and we need to block it. So nothing will going to be debited from your side, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
So for can I cancel the site altogether? Because I don't want an eBay account whatsoever.
Yeah, we are going to help you have to cancel that eBay account.
Thank
and
you.
We are going to help you have to cancel that purchase also. So nothing will going to be debited from your side, all right? So for that reason, right at the moment, madam, can you just confirm me? You are using, you are speaking to me with your mobile phone, right?
Yes.
Yes. So with your mobile phone, can you just put me on speaker at first?
Yeah, I've got it on speaker now.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, madam, I'm going to simply help you up to generate the cancellation ID, okay? It's a one-time cancellation ID. Through that cancellation ID, madam, you can just simply cancel that fraud order and block those people or block that charge which has been made through your site. Okay, so nothing will going to be debited from your side. So do one thing, after putting me on speaker, come back to your normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper, your all the icons. Are you on your home screen?
I don't know how to do that on my phone, I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. Like you are using an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone, madam?
Yes, I am using my mobile, but a lot of things on there, I wouldn't know anything about it.
No. I'm asking you, You are using an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone?
Yes, I am.
Is it a Samsung phone? It's an Apple iPhone?
Yes, it is.
It is a Samsung phone, right?
Yes, it is a Samsung phone.
All right. Now, look into your screen, madam, in your phone screen. At the extreme bottom of your phone screen, there are three button signs over there. One is a rectangular sign, the middle one is a small round circle sign, and the right one is a square sign or anything like that. Can you see that?
The hashtag?
No.
No, I can't see. All I can see is my speaker, my mute, the phone, and hidden. That's the only thing that's on my screen.
Yes. So, with like, you know how to open up your camera, gallery, contacts. You know that?
No.
Okay. Like, you know.
Now, if I take photos, my granddaughter comes and helps me.
Sorry? I didn't get you.
My granddaughter helps me with things that. If I take photos, she brings them up to what I want them.
Okay, hold on. Like, what kind of activities you do use in this mobile phone? Like, you do online activities with this mobile phone?
Yes, it's the only phone I have. I don't have any other phone in the house.
All right. Now, look at the extreme bottom of your mobile screen, madam. At the extreme bottom of your mobile screen, can you see there is a middle button sign over there? That is a small circle over there, small round circle button sign.
No, it hasn't. All the only thing I've got on here is a phone with the red thing with the white on it in the middle.
Yes, that is a hang up button, okay? And just below that hang up button, madam, just below that hang up button, can you see there is a small round circle button over there?
I can't see any other small button on there. All I can see is 1 to 9, the hashtag O, and it has speaker mute and hide.
You know how to go back, madam? You know how to go back?
I've gone back and that phone number's come up. That's all there is.
Yes, once again, go back. Go back.
It won't go back any further. All it has is add call, hold, Bluetooth, speaker mute, and keyboard.
Yes. And now at the top, can you see that hang up button, the red color? At the bottom, can you see the red color hang up button, right?
Yes.
And just below that hang up button, can you see there's a middle button over there, middle small round circle button or a square sign button?
Yeah, square. Yeah.
Yeah. Tap on that square sign button. Press on that square sign button.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yes. And now you need to open up your Play Store. You know how to open up your Play Store?
No. All I use my phone for is coming in, calls, outgoing calls, and emails.
Like, okay. Do you have a Google, madam, in your cell phone?
There's a Google in there.
Yes, open up your Google. Open up your Google.
Right.
And after opening up your Google, madam, look at the top. Can you see there is a search bar where it is written over there?
Okay.
Yes, in that search bar, type in over there, madam. Letter A for Apple. Yes, I'm providing you the cancellation ID application. So after I type letter N for November.
N?
Yes, N for November.
Yes, I-N, then right?
Yes, then type Y for yellow.
Y.
Then type D for doctor.
D, right.
Then type E for Edward.
E.
Then type S for sugar.
Right.
Then type K for kilo.
Yeah. Oops, that's not right.
Can you see any desk?
No. Okay. Yeah, any desk, yeah.
Yeah, you need to search that any desk. Search that any desk.
Right.
And after searching that any desk, madam, what you can see?
Download any desk, new version available, and sales support.
Can you see any desk file, any desk remote desktop? Can you see that?
Download any desk now, remote access mode.
Okay.
Download any desk, new version available, sale support and printing.
Okay, just scroll down your page little bit.
Yeah.
Can you see anything like any desk remote desktop?
And the next one, it says any desk free download.
Free download. And just next to that, can you see any desk remote desktop?
Desktop? No. Oh,
okay.
It says desk software.
Okay, can you see any desk? Yeah, what you can see?
Any desk, I'll come down further, any desk, download now, download at Mac OS, Android, Windows Remote Desk.
Okay, can you see anything download now?
Yes.
Give a click on that download now. Tap on that download now.
Yeah, I've done that.
And after giving a tap on that download now, what you can see?
All platforms on your device.
Yes, and look over there, you will get to see there are written over there like Windows, Mac OS, Android,
yes.
iOS. Yes, you need to select that. You need to select that option, the third option, Android. Select that third option,
Android.
Yeah. Yes. And after selecting that, third option, Android, can you see just above that? Can you see anything like download APK file?
APK file.
Can you see that download APK file?
Yes.
Give a click on that download APK file.
Yes, I can see that.
Yes, give a click on it. And after giving a click on that download APK file, what you can see?
Download file. This type of file may harm your phone.
Yeah, that is the thing. Don't need to download that. Just go back. Go back. Can you see there is option cancel? Give a tap on that cancel.
Cancel.
I think, madam, yes, cancel. I think, madam, you have gone to the wrong page. Just go back.
All platforms. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, go back.
Yeah.
And now what you can see?
I've gone back to download Mac OS, Android, Windows, desk, pricing, login.
No. One second, go back.
Oh, I've gone back to Google. Got nothing there.
Nothing there. Once again, type over there any desk. Type over there any desk.
Right. Yes, I've got it.
Yeah, and after typing that any desk, search it. You need to search it, madam.
Yes.
And after searching it, what you can see?
The first one I can see, download any desk now, simple, safe and fast.
And the second one, what you can see?
Download any desk.
Yeah, I can see download any desk.
Yes, I can see that.
Okay, and just over there options, can you see anything like any desk, remote desktop?
No, it doesn't say anything like that.
Okay, you can see download any desk, right? Give a click on that download any desk.
Yeah, well, it won't take it. My phone won't take anything like that.
Okay. No, have you clicked on that download any desk?
Yeah, I did. That won't let me into any of it.
Okay, what you can see? What it is showing, madam?
It says cancel.
Yeah, yeah. You need to press on that cancel at first. Press on that cancel.
Yeah, I've cancelled that and it's gone back to all platforms on the device.
Yeah, just once again, go back.
Yeah, right, go back again.
Yes, go
back. Right. Yeah.
You know what you can see?
The same as before. Download any desk now, simple, safe and fast.
Okay, no. Look over there, in the Google search bar, where you type over there any desk, in that Google search bar, give a tap on that Google search bar once again.
Yes, on there now.
Yes, and in that Google search bar, you need to type in over there, any desk, and after typing that any desk, leave a space. Have you typed any desk?
Yeah, I've got any desk in there, and it's not coming. Won't let me get into it.
No. Hold on, madam. After typing that any desk in the Google search bar, you need to type in that Google search bar, okay?
I have.
And after typing that Google search bar any desk, leave a space. Then type over there, letter A for apple.
I. Yeah.
Yes. Then type letter P for Peter.
Right.
Then once again type letter P for Peter.
Yeah.
And now just search it, any desk app. Now search it.
Right, and simple, safe, and fast, and more security and convenience. Download or install.
Okay, what you can see?
I've got the first one that comes up is simple, safe, fast, more security and convenience.
Okay, and just below that, what you can see?
And the next one is download and install.
Okay, and just below that, download and install, what you can see?
And what I can see is Boohoo Project, the next one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do one.
And then any desk.
Yeah, you can see any desk. It is written on any desk. Tap on that any desk. Tap on that any desk. And after giving a tap on that any desk, what you can see?
Access now and manages.
Yes. Can you see over there in a red color box, it says download now. Can you see download now in a red color box?
Yes.
Give a click on that download now in a red color box. Download now.
Yes.
And after giving a click on that download now, can you see install in a green color box, which says install?
Install, yes.
Press on install. Now you are in the correct page, madam. Press on install.
All right.
And after giving a press on install, madam, I do believe is it installing?
Yes, it is installing.
Yeah. So whenever you can see open, just let me know. Whenever you can see open, press on open. Okay?
All right. Open now.
Yeah, press on open.
Yes.
And after giving a press on open, what you can see?
Knox license activation and
authority. Yes. It's for the privacy policy of yours. So over there, we'll get to see the option. I have read this terms and condition and agree. Can you see that?
Yes, I can see that.
Yes. Give a tap on agree.
Right. Privacy statement and allow any dependent new information.
Can you see there is an option which says OK? Can you see the option OK? Press on OK.
Right.
And after giving a press on OK, what you can see?
It's gone back to any desk. Install.
You can see install once again, right? Do you want to give a press on install? You can see any desk plugin add one, right?
Yeah.
Give a press on install once again. And after giving a press on install, whenever you can see uninstall, just let me know. Whenever you can see uninstall, just let me know, all right?
Uninstall,
Yes, now do not press on that uninstall, okay?
Just press on it?
No, do not press it. Just go back to the previous page. Go back.
Go back?
Yeah, go back.
Plugin activation.
Yes, can you see there is option cancel? Can you see there is option cancel? Press on cancel. Yeah, press on cancel. And after that, what you can see?
Tuition, you can abort and tuition by tapping the area.
Yes, so what you need to do, you need to abort that tutorial, okay? So what you need to do, you need to skip that tutorial. Like touch your screen outside that blue tutorial surface, okay? Touch your screen outside that blue tutorial surface. You are doing good.
The blue one?
Yeah. Just outside that blue one. Outside that blue one.
Right.
Screen outside that blue one. And now you can see.
Your address, and they've got 353 or remote address.
Yes, you can see there's a numbers, right?
Yeah.
90 number which starts with 353. So can you just confirm me that number? It's
353-430903.
Okay, I'm confirming once again. It's 353-430903, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is your one-time cancellation ID number. I'm talking about this number, okay? So through this
number,
we are going to help you have to cancel that order. So just look over there, just below that number, underneath that number, you will get to see there is an option which says set password. Can you see set password?
Yes, set password.
Yes. So give a click on that set password.
Set password, right?
Yes. And after giving
a tap on what am I going to do?
Yes, now you will get to see there are two options over there. The first option is interactive access, and the second option is permission. You can see the second option, permission. So what you need to do, you need to scroll down your page a little bit. Under that permission, you will get to see there is an option, last option, permission profile. Can you see that option? Permission profile? Press on that permission profile. You are doing good, madam. Press on that permission profile. And after giving a press on that permission profile, madam, what are the options you can see?
It says provision, default, screen sharing, full access, and unattended access.
Yeah, give a press on that unattended access, the fourth option, unattended access.
Yeah. And it's come up?
Yes, and after that, you will get to see there is an option which says enable unattended access. The
checkbox.
Yes, you need to select that checkbox. And now now I'm providing the password. You need to type that password in. Okay, this is a cancellation password. So you need to put that password over there. Type in over there all in lower cases. Letter A for Apple.
Wait a minute. I for Apple.
Yes. Then type letter M for mother.
Okay. M for mother.
Yeah, M for mother. You need to type all in lower cases, okay? Then type
M.
Letter Z. Yes, after M, type letter Z. Z for zebra.
Z, right.
Then type N for November.
N?
N for November, N for Nancy.
And N for Nancy, right?
Yes. Then without any space, type number 1. Don't give a space, type number 1.
Right. Now,
number
1?
No. Don't give a space, madam. Don't give a space.
Oh, okay. All right.
Without
N.
Any space, type. Yes, after N, type number 1.
Right.
Then type number 2.
Right.
Number
3.
Number 4. All right. And just below that, can you see the option OK? Press on OK.
Right.
Yes. And after giving a press on OK, madam, just hold on for a little bit. We are going to activate this cancellation ID. Just be on that page. Don't touch anywhere, all right?
Right.
Be on that page. We are starting the cancellation process from our side. So whenever the cancellation process has been started, you will get to see there is an option comes up like start now or start cancellation. So if you can see anything comes up like start now or start cancellation, you have press on
it's got security warning just flashing up.
Yes, you can see security warning. And at the bottom, look at the bottom security warning. Just go to the bottom. You will get to see there is an option like, I trust this call. Can you see that? Tap on that. Click on that, I trust this call. And after that, can you see, I am aware about this risk. Can you see that option? I am aware about this risk. Can you see accept?
It says security warning still.
No. Yes, accept. Can you see accept? Press on accept.
Yeah.
Press on accept. And now after once again press on accept, can you see there's an option like I am aware about this risk at the bottom?
Yes, it does.
Yes. Select that checkbox. I am aware about this risk. Select that checkbox. And press on accept once again.
Right.
And have you pressed on accept?
Yes.
Yes. And now, can you see start now or start cancellation?
Yes. Yeah.
Click on start now. Click on that.
Right.
Yes.
And can you
see? Yes. Now, can you see there is an option over there? Once again, you will get to see enable unattended access. You need to give a tap on that enable unattended access once again. Yeah, and now
right.
You can see, that a checkbox has been unmarked, right? So you need
yes,
to,
that's right.
Yes, you need to mark that box once again. Check mark that box. And now,
yes.
Once again, it is asking for the password, okay? Now
yes.
I'm providing the password, okay? All in lower cases, okay? Don't make a mistake right now. All in lower cases, type in over there, madam. Letter A, A for Apple.
I, right. Yeah.
Then M for mother.
Yeah.
Then letter Z for zebra.
Yeah. Right. And double N.
No, not double N, madam. Just remove that. Remove it.
Okay.
Remove each and everything. I'm providing you the simple password over there. Remove each and everything.
Right. So I've got A and Z in there.
No, remove it, madam. Remove that also. Yeah.
Right.
Type in over there, all in lower cases, type letter E for Edward.
E.
Then type letter B for Bob.
E.
Then type letter A for Apple.
Yeah.
Then type letter Y for yellow.
Right.
Then type number one. Number two.
Right.
Type number three. Number
four. Right.
And now just below that, can you see OK? Press on OK.
Right.
Yes. And now you will get to see there's an option which says close. At the
yes.
right side bottom, close. Press on close.
Right.
And once again, you can see close. Press on
yes.
close. Press on close.
Right.
And now just look at the top, madam. Can you see there's a security page, right? And just
just
left beside that security. Can you see there is a left pointing arrow? Give a tap on that left
yes.
pointing arrow. Tap
right.
on that left. Yeah.
Right.
And after giving a tap on that left pointing arrow, you can see eBay Secure Server, right?
Yes.
So now you need to understand, madam, you're successfully connected to our eBay Secure Server. So what you need to do, once again, you need to press that square button, the small round circle square button in the middle of the page, at the bottom.
Oh, at the bottom? All
at
right.
the bottom. Yes.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and now after that, open up your settings, madam, your phone settings. Open up your phone settings.
Right. Oh, no. Phone settings. Yes, I've gone to settings now.
Yes. And look at the top at the right-hand side of the settings page. You will get
yes.
to see there's a magnifying glass over there. Give a tap on that magnifying glass.
All right.
And in that search bar, type in over there, all in lower cases, letter A for Apple.
Right. A.
Then, yes. Then C for Charlie.
C.
Then once again C for Charlie.
C.
Then type E for Edward.
A.
And now can you see any suggestion comes up like accessibility? Can you see?
Yes.
Accessibility. Press on that accessibility.
Right. Yes.
And after giving a press on that accessibility, madam, look at the bottom. At the bottom, we will get to see installed apps. Can you see that installed apps?
Yes.
Press on that installed apps.
Right.
And can you see there is an option, any desk control service 81. It is
yes.
off right now. Yes, give a tap on
yes.
that. You need to turn it on so we can start the security in your cell phone. So can you see there is
yes.
an option like allow? Press on allow.
Yes.
Press on allow.
Yes.
And can you see any desk control service 81 shortcut? You need to turn it on once again.
Right.
you need to select that, press on, select that options, tick mark that checkboxes.
Right, it says choose any start or stop function.
Yes, you can see the third option, select the third option.
Yeah, the tap options, yeah.
Yes, tap on it. And you can see cancel, press on cancel.
Cancel, right? Yep.
And now just once again press the home button of your square sign, the square button, the small square button.
Okay.
And now once again, can you see the AnyDesk application, the red color AnyDesk application?
Okay.
Yeah, open it up once again.
Right. Yep.
Yes. And can you see, like what you can see right now? Just tell me.
It's got AnyDesk and battery options.
Battery options. Can you see? Yes. Can you see allow? Press on allow.
Allow. Yes.
And can you see do not? And can you see there's a option check mark box over there? Do not show this again. Can you see that check mark box?
Yes. Yes.
Check mark that box. Do not show this again. And press right. On OK. Press on OK. And now just be on that page. Once again, you will get to see the option like start cancellation or start now. If you can see anything like start now or start cancellation, you have pressed
yes, cancellation.
Yeah, just hold on. Don't touch anywhere. You can see start
nope.
Now. Start
yeah,
now.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Start now. Press on start now.
Yes.
And now once again, you will get to see eBay Secure Server. So now just
yes.
Do one thing, madam. I do believe you can see your home screen right at the moment, right?
Yeah, yes, it's gone back to the home screen.
Yeah, that's correct. So we have successfully started this security in your network, in your cell phone. So do you have an eBay application in your cell phone, madam?
Application, what's that?
eBay. Do you have eBay application?
No, yes. I don't think I have it on my phone.
Just check it by your side.
No, I haven't got it on there as a WhatsApp one.
Check it properly. Check all of your icons, where you can see all of your icons.
All my icons.
Check all of your icons. If you cannot find eBay, just let me know.
No, I haven't got eBay online.
Okay, no worries, madam. So do you, like, what those sources are doing, madam, as because you told me that previously you do use your eBay account, right? And right at the
yeah.
Moment, you are not using that eBay account from your side. Okay,
no.
You have just leave that eBay account as it is. So that's why whenever they are getting into a network, madam, with the help of your eBay account, they are getting all of your informations, like your name, your address, your email ID, okay, and your banking informations also, all right. So through that, madam, they are placing this kind of fraud orders, okay. For iOS gift card, and through your bank, they are making this kind of purchases. Like, they are paying for this order through your bank. Okay? So, what you need
our bank
to do
hasn't got that much in it.
I understand that. As I told
yeah.
You before, maybe they are using the overdraft. So, what you need to do, madam, you need to simply go ahead and check your statement from your side that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not. Okay? If you can see any money has been debited by the name of eBay, just let me know and I will help you up to cancel that and provide you back your refund. All right?
Okay. Nothing's come out. No.
Check it properly.
No. Yeah, I have checked it. There's nothing coming out of the bank. And my bank will not do an overdraft. side. So it's not coming out of my banking account. And there's nothing you need to say, anything's coming out.
Okay, no worries, madam, no worries. And apart from that bank, madam, do you deal with any other bank?
No, I don't. I only have the one, and it's the greatest banking account. I don't have any other banking account. That's the only banking account I have.
All right. And you do use any credit card with you?
I don't own a credit card.
You don't own a credit card. Okay, no worries, madam.
No.
All right, do one thing, madam. Just hold on. Just hold on, madam. Be with me.
Yes.
Okay, just hold on, madam. Because the purchase has been made and it is in a pending transaction right at the moment. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my accounts department, my accounts manager. Okay. So he's gonna help you up to cancel that fraud charge from your
bank,
and they're gonna help you up to provide you back your refund. So I do believe, madam, you do cooperate with my accounts department, my accounts manager also, as you cooperate with me. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, madam. Just hold on. I'm transferring this call to him. All right?
Thank you.
Thanks for being on hold, ma'am. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Nice to hear. And I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call. And he is polite to you, right?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And right now, as we can see in our server, ma'am, there was some fraudster is trying to use your personal identity for making a fake purchase in your name for $299. So you're just trying to tell my junior colleague that you not made a purchase, right?
I haven't made a purchase. No, I don't even have that much in my bank account. I'm only a banker.
Because the transaction is in pending, ma'am, if this fraudster is trying to steal your details, okay? So what we need to do, we need to simply go ahead and cancel your transaction, okay? So
thank you.
For a second. Now, like, as we can see, ma'am, we find there was, while using your online, like, shopping or anything like that, your card is got defected. So do you know, ma'am, will you please let me know, ma'am, do you know how to scan your card? Do you know how to scan your card, ma'am?
No, I don't. Not on the phone. No,
no, not on the phone. And you're handy with your banking, your debit card with you right now? You're handy with the debit card?
My banking card.
The plastic card.
My car, and my granddaughter's got it at the moment.
Okay. So is it possible for you to be handy with the debit card with you, and so you can go ahead and scan that, because we find there were some fraudsters in the new card, okay? So we need to block them, okay? So no need to give me any for details. So I just want you to be handy with the debit card right now.
Well, she's gone to work. She's taking the car to work. She won't be home until 10 o'clock tonight.
And you don't have the card with you right now?
No, I don't have it because I'm not going anywhere. I'm at home.
You're at home. And apart from that card, do you have any other card?
No, I do not have any other card whatsoever.
So if you want to purchase anything, ma'am, how you go ahead and check that?
Me, I'm not going out of the house. I'm here for the day. My granddaughter will be back tonight at 10 o'clock. I don't need to purchase anything.
Okay, not a problem. So you're telling me that you don't have a card with you right now, right, ma'am?
No, it's not. It's in my car, which my granddaughter's had to borrow today. What I can do is I can ring my bank, because I do have their phone number, and I can ask them to allow anything to go out of it.
Okay, and you were just trying to tell me that you don't have any of the banking card with you right now, and your like granddaughter has a card.
Card, yes.
You're talking to me, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Not a problem. Let me check that. What can I do for you? Just wait for a second.
I just need my account canceled because I haven't used it for years.
And you don't have the card details with you right now, which is connected to your greater bank?
No, I haven't got anything with me at the moment.
I've got a credit card.
No, I don't own a credit card.
Okay. So is it possible for you, ma'am? What we are going to do? We are going to cancel your transaction right now. And is it possible for you right now? For tomorrow, so you can go ahead and be handy with that card tomorrow. We need to provide you the security on your card. Okay. So is it possible for you to be handy, get the card with you?
My granddaughter, I'll see her tomorrow when she brings my car back. And I've got an appointment tomorrow between.
Oh, so she don't use the card. So like on your car, you have the card, but wrongly she taken the car, right?
Yeah, she's got the car. And I've left it in my glove box.
Okay.
Locked up.
So, tomorrow what time I can call back you, ma'am? Tomorrow what time? Can you give a call tomorrow morning?
No, I've got an appointment tomorrow morning and it goes for 2 hours.
Okay, what time do you want to call you back? What time?
I've got to be there by 9:30 and it'll probably be 11:30 when I'm out.
Okay, so you it's 11:30. Can I give you a call at 12 o'clock?
At 2 o'clock? Yeah, that'd be all right.
No, 12 o'clock, ma'am. 12 or 12:30, like that. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Not a problem, ma'am. What I will do, we will canceling the order, but we need to provide you the security on your card. So in future, you're not going to face any problem. So I will give you a call tomorrow, sharp 12 o'clock. Okay. You can do nothing, ma'am. You can remember my name. My name is Alan DeCosta. Okay.
And if
you're getting any call from any further companies or anywhere, I want you to don't entertain anyone because we don't know who is the person is trying to use your details, okay? So relax yourself, no need to worry about anything. I will simply give you a call tomorrow at 12 o'clock, okay?
Right, it's just what I'll do is I will let my bank know just in case they go to make anything out.
No need to worry about that because, ma'am, as the money was going to be deducted from eBay, so your bank is not not connected to anything, just a card, okay? So we need to cancel that order, and after that you can use it freely. So no need to talk with the bank or anything else like that, okay? Remember, ma'am, we will call you tomorrow at sharp 12 o'clock, but no need to talk with anyone regarding this transaction because we don't know who is the person is trying to get into your details, okay? Bye for now.
Yeah.
I will call you tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Thank you.